It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What it is, what it do, Cyber World. It is your girl, the one, the only, Ash Brown. Welcome to the Ash Said It Show. I appreciate all of the love and support. Over 1,700 episodes and 500,000 streams worldwide. None of this is possible without you guys, so I thank you so very, very much. And yes, the holiday season, it's right up on us. So I wanted to talk to an amazing charity that is doing great things in the community. And so I've got, I guess you could say, co-founders and CEOs of Lily's Toy Box with me today, the wonderful Lily and her mama Jessica. Hey.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you both. And as we were saying in the break, I love to hear when young people have enthusiasm for charity work, volunteer work. My mom was huge about that stuff. So when I heard about Lily's Toy Box, I was super excited. Super, super excited.
It's pretty fun. There's not a lot of things you can do with your 12-year-old to keep them busy and doing and happy. And so this has been pretty cool for both of us.
All right. So I don't know which one of you want to take this on, but how did things start? How did you guys come up with this idea?
So I'll give that to Lily. Here you go, Lil.
So during Hurricane Harvey, my mom and I were in the closet during a tornado warning. And I was watching the news on my mom's iPad, and I saw kids evacuating their homes. And I felt really bad for them. And, like, our house was safe. We were safe. And everything that we needed was here for us. And I just saw everyone leaving their homes and leaving everything behind and losing so much, like, stuff. Yeah. And I was realizing that I have so many toys that I could start giving away. And I started giving away some toys, like Legos, to my neighborhood. And then it started growing, and I started telling my family, and they started to help out. And I gave toys to a lawyer's kid. Mm-hmm. And the lawyer said it was a good idea if I wanted to make a nonprofit for free. And I was talking with my parents about it, and I really wanted to start making it a nonprofit and, like, a huge thing that I can do. And I had the idea, and I had the choice to do what I wanted to do, and I chose to do it. So it's now a thing that we do every year, all year, and it's really fun.
I love that. And kudos to your parents for supporting that movement, because I know, like, with everything that's been just going on and all the randomness of our world today, I know that was a bit of a challenge. That's a lot taken on.
Well, I knew when she asked to give away her own toys that I was like, this could be a great thing, but I didn't know it would be as, I thought it would just be for our neighborhood, and then it just blew up.
Yes.
I don't think we ever dreamed it would be this cool, but
yeah. You know, your daughter has this amazing idea. It's starting to grow. It's starting to really gain traction. For you, what was the biggest challenge as you guys wanted to develop this into a nonprofit?
I would say the biggest challenge for me was learning how to run a nonprofit. So I purchased the book, Nonprofit for Dummies.
Yeah.
And since then, it's hard getting the donations, the monetary donations.
Right.
That might be the hardest part. But when Lily thinks of an idea, it's been pretty easy. She'll be like, oh, I think we should do this. And I'll say, okay, well, let's see what we can do to make it happen. So it hasn't been stressful, which is nice. It's something just, it's a blessing for our family to be able to do this. And so we get to reap the benefits of this fun giving away toys.
So, Lily, for you, what is the proudest moment for you? What is the moment that really made you excited about your nonprofit?
So, before, like, right after Hurricane Harvey, people would donate toys and we would have them in our living room.
Mm-hmm.
And when the kids would come to get their toys and take it out, every time when they would walk in our door and turn around to see all the toys, it was like the biggest smile that I've ever seen. It just made me feel so good about myself. And like, it just made me feel so happy that these kids like had nothing and now they get to like to pick out their own toy and they're really happy. So that was like my proudest moment of like for this toy box. Was really, it was very sweet to me.
I love hearing that.
We're right on the heels of Christmas. Christmas is just around the corner. What do you guys have lined up?
So we'll get a lot of volunteers, and we are giving away to two elementary schools.
Mm.
And what's really important to me is that I really, like, for my Christmas, I love getting toys, like, with my name on it. Like, it's, like, to me.
Yeah.
And I thought it was very important to give the kids a toy with their personal name on it,
mm-hmm.
and they know that it's to them. So, like,
right.
it's their toy. It's all theirs.
Now, if people want to volunteer, or they want to make donations, or they just want to reach out and help in some way, what's the best way for them to do that?
So, I'll take that question. We're in Houston, Texas. So if someone's in Houston and they would like to volunteer, we would love it. If they'd like to host a toy drive, we say go to our Instagram page, which is Lily's Toy Box, and it's L-I-L-Y, so just two L's in her name. We also have an email, which is lilystoyboxtexas@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page, and I think that's about it. Do we have anything else on? I don't think so. I think that's about it. But we plan on wrapping about 5,000 gifts this Christmas.
Wow.
and those are, most of them will be in Houston and surrounding areas. Sometimes if we get families that email us out of state, we'll send to them as well. We just kind of, if it works out, we do it.
Right.
22 states.
Oh, wow.
So we're excited about that. If we can get more states, that would be awesome. And it's not only just for Christmas, but Christmas is our biggest time.
Right.
But throughout the year, if you know someone that maybe mom has breast cancer or there was a house fire, something like that, Lily is there to help those kids through difficult times. And so we're not as busy during the year as we are at Christmas, but that help is available.
Lily, Jessica, thank you guys so much for coming through today. I certainly appreciate
you
both.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Not a problem. And let everyone know that website again so they can go and check you guys out.
Our website is lilystoybox.com.
Perfection. I love it. Much more success. I know you guys got some extra hands out there that are going to help out there in Houston, helping wrapping all those toys.
Definitely.
I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do. You look them square in the face, you tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.